when you see all these irregularities, you know something up. And also, I wanted to say one thing. Even down here in Virginia, our vote has not even been certified because I think they use even Dominion, their voting system in Virginia. But the weird thing about Dominion voting system, Ms. King, is they've used the Dominion voting systems over the world in other countries to overthrow other countries. Hillary Clinton said it best. Y'all can have elections as long as we know the outcome. And as a matter of fact, on October 24th, Joe Biden himself said we have engaged in the largest voter fraud organization history, and he even admitted that they used it back in 2013 with Barack Obama in Philadelphia, no less. He said this right on the interview. And matter of fact, Ms. King, you posted the interview on your page on Instagram.
That is something else.
So,
and you would think that with all of this evidence coming forward with people even working for the post office, that,
Ms. King, may I add something else before I forget it? Legal point, and take this back. If there is any cooperative effort behind any of the fraud, it becomes a matter of conspiracy. If it becomes a conspiracy, the rules and strictures of evidence are relaxed. So things that could ordinarily not come in during a regular criminal trial become admissible in the process of the investigation, and if it went as far as a trial. If there is any plan, any coordination, any knowledge of any party involved becomes a co-conspirator, and instead of that person having to do an overt act, if any one conspirator in the conspiracy does an overt act, then it's implicated to everybody. In other words, if there are 15 people accused of participating in the same crime, you have to prove each and every one of them took some act to further the crime. If you establish a conspiracy, all you need do is show that they were in agreement, they went along with it, and only one person needs to do something that's criminal, and all of them become guilty. That is a way to get into things that you can't. Conspiracy to commit mail fraud.
Can I say one more thing to Judge Mr. Angela?
Go ahead. I just didn't want to forget that part.
Oh, yeah. And another thing, you got to look up this postal worker, Angela, named Richard Hopkins, that he was online. He actually told on his supervisor. He was with, Project Veritas or something like that. And he broke it down. He broke it down as well, and I think they tried to get him with retaliation or something like that. So there's a lot of clues and evidence out there. I mean, valid stuff, but it's the great Cynthia McKinney. She had a wonderful show yesterday with a brother named T. West, and she even put on there that voter fraud always happens, but I think she said they even railroaded her in 2004 or 2006. But she also admitted that these voting systems, they used to be Dieball, but then they went to Dominion. But she just was explaining how they're able to get away with this because one thing about it, Donald Trump got the highest share of the black vote by a Republican in a long time. I think it was more like close to 18%. But as Cynthia McKinnon was saying, in the black neighborhood, nobody's going to pay attention. So they could blame that on us, but they could be ballot stuff. And I mean, no district in hell knows the daggone 98% reporting of voting. Nobody's voting 98% in the area. That's almost impossible. No, it is. No, it is impossible. Because ain't 98% of people are not coming out to vote in no area. That's just common sense. I mean, it's too many clues. So.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, we know what we're up against. And this president has always said it from the very beginning. He's talked about the invisible enemy. He's talked about the fake news. He's called out the media. Every time you hear him speaking at any of his speeches, his rallies, his anything that he's doing, you hear him talking about what it is that he's up against. And this president has told us from day one, this president told us several months ago what was going to happen with this mail fraud. None of this is new. This is why he was against the mail-out ballots in the beginning, because he knew that this was going to be the result. They were going to have a way to cheat. There is no way on God's green earth that Joe Biden has gotten all of these votes when we know that he couldn't even hold a rally that gathered more than 300 people. Not only that, he couldn't even hold a complete Senate. Now, I'm going to give Black America a little bit more credit.
One thing we ought to keep in mind, everybody keeps talking about how rude and crude the president is and how smooth Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are. From practicing criminal law one way or the other for almost 50 years, I'll say this. Con men and liars are the smoothest, most polite, and mannerable people you can meet. That's how they throw folk off guard. You can tell who the modest man is in a group. He's the one that just says what's on the top of his mind. He speaks candidly, sometimes brusquely, sometimes impolite, sometimes harshly. That is the honest man. The liar and the con is the one that is so sweet and smooth and speaks with velvet words.
Right.
That was our.
That's right, Judge Brown. You said something there, and that was the lesson. The con man is the one, because the con man slick. He gonna tell you everything he gonna tell you everything you want to hear, so you can give him what it is that he wants. But the one that's brutal and honest is not trying to gain your approval. They're just giving you truth and fact. And one of the things that I understand about Black America is we are emotional, and they know that, and they can control us with our emotions. And that is exactly what we see happening now. And I just, you know, I'm disappointed, you know, and I've been on my knees and I've been doing a lot of praying, and I've, you know, just sat back and been reflecting, because everything is definitely a learning lesson for me. I learned from all of my experiences. And I'm really looking at what's happening with this system. And I'll have a book coming out soon, the beginning of the year, giving you guys the real honest truth, you know, about my involvement and what I've seen and my perspective from behind the screen. But I'll tell you something, this is something much, much, much bigger that the president is up against. Black people want to believe that it's about them, or it's about him trying to be a racist. He was never against us. You know, it's been him against Big Pharma. It's been him against the media, the fake news. It's been him against, you know, Hollywood elite. Anybody with a clear eye can see what's really happening here. And if it's gotten to this point where these people have this much power and control that they can completely fraud an election and get away with it, then we no longer have freedom. We no longer have freedom. We no longer have salvation. We know what do we have? Because everything has been taken away at that point, and everybody does not stand and agree. This is why this is so dangerous. We are talking about people that are not only aborting full-term babies. We're talking about people that believe that prepubescent children should be sexually transitioned. I'm going to tell you something now, and people can say what they want, but I promise you, God is going to rain his judgment down. You can't be killing these babies and sexually perverting these children and think, oh, America is going to be the land of the great. No, we've seen the fall of every great nation. This is just history repeating itself. We know what's going to happen.
Let me add something else to this. Bishop, how are you? I just want to add one line. In case anybody hasn't noticed, the tactics you're looking at right now are exactly the same that the Nazi Party started implementing 100 years ago. Nazi is the German acronym for National German Workers Socialist Party. and they manipulated the truth. They got control of the press, and it was easy for them to get in once they got control of the means of communication, but it took a horrible war to get them out. And right now, we have some kumbaya Nazis, and that consists of the LGBTQIA plus cult. It is a secular religion that is transitioned into a cult. Its original purpose to get equality for gays was admirable, but it has morphed into a totalitarian engine that has no concern with the interests of the country as a democratic republic. It is concerned with the imposition of a point of view that is poisonous. It is detrimental to the family, to masculinity, to womanhood, to children, and it is not a good thing, and Nazi-like tactics are being employed. I am in my 70s, and I have never seen anything like the oppressive use of the media that I have observed in the last 3.5 years. It is awesome in terms of a demonstration of the tactics, techniques, and strategies of the Nazi Party. And I named them Kumbaya Nazis, and that's what we're looking at.
May I just add one thing? You don't have to go even back to the 1933 and 1939 and 1945. We can just look at the primary issue. Look what they did. I mean, we're so surprised that the Democrats have done what they're doing. But look what they did to one of their candidates, Bernie Sanders. Look what they did to Tulsi Gabbard, another one of their own. How they manipulated, maneuvered, criticized, ostracized, perverted, lied about their own folks, those that were popular with the masses, ironically, more popular than Joe Biden. Joe Biden has never won a primary, and he's run since the 1980s in terms of president. He has never won a primary until Jim Crow Claiborne got him in South Carolina. The first one. Now, keep in mind, if you run for 3 times in all the primaries until 1986, you know, he had to withdraw because he was a plagiarist. Talking about this man is, we've gotten rid of the liar. Well, you may have gotten rid of a liar, but you've gotten a worse liar than the one you got rid of, okay? If that is how this thing is going to end up. So we don't even have to look back too far. We can just look back in the summertime, in the spring of 2020, and see how they bamboozled, how they worked their magic along the establishment, you know, those that don't like populists. The establishment folks don't like the populist folks. And Bernie Sanders was a populist, Fauci was a populist, and Donald Trump is a populist. They do not like that. The establishment wants things to stay as they are because it works for them. This thing works for them. And don't be deceived on either side of the aisle. This thing works for the establishment. You have to break the establishment, and you have to get rid of those pseudo-progressionists that really aren't progressionists at all, but they use it in order to get where they think the popular vote will take them. So I would like to say this. I thank you, Ms. King, for all that you've done. I thank you for the stands that you've taken on some very personal issues for me. One of them is abortion. I am a pro-life person, and though I've voted Democrat for most of my life, the last 2 times, I could not, in good conscience, vote for the Democratic candidate in 2016. I certainly could not do it in 2020. See, I've learned not to be part of the crowd. I listen to and I study about the things. Don't even talk about the 1970s. Don't talk about the 1980s. Don't talk about even the 1990s. We don't have to worry about all of that. Joe Biden made himself clear when he said the only way he would even consider reparations would be if Native Americans were included. Kamala was very clear just a few months before that when she made it clear when a black woman asked her, what do you think about reparations? And she says, if you mean that I will support anything that only benefits blacks, I will not. Or she said no. to be an exact quote, no. So their position has not altered one iota. His chief of staff, Clay, who is the projected chief of staff for the Biden administration, he's one of the authors of the crime bill of 1994. So don't be deceived by what it appears to be. I was so upset. I was so upset when black folk were talking about we won. You won what? What did you win?
Right.
What have we won? We've
right.
got a man who's openly anti-black his entire career, even as senator, as vice president, and now as the president-elect. He's made his position clear. He said, I'm going to deal with the LGBTQ community on my first day, and within the first 100 days, I'm going to make sure that all immigrants that come south of the border have equal rights to every American citizen. That's his priority. And nowhere in his liturgy of people that he's going to help was included persons of African-American descent.
I also, this is L.A. from Cleveland. I also feel like the Democratic Party really used this as something where they used the fear of the people in order to get through by telling them that they were going to get their Social Security cut. They were going to get their welfare and their food stamps cut. They used that spirit, and the people began to echo it across the nation. They're going to cut our food stamps. They're going to cut it. And then they also seem to have made this fight a personal fight. You know, only a person get down and dirty like that when it's personal. And that's what it seems like to me. But he won in Ohio. Trump did win in Ohio.
Well, I just want to, this is Angela Stanton King again.
Somebody
I just want to say this. Somebody
talk bad about their master. Go ahead, ma'am.
Go ahead, Judge.
Please go ahead.
I was just going to say,
you know, dogs get upset when somebody growls at their master. So Negroes get nothing. Slave-minded Negroes get nothing except a pat on the head and they wag their tails and they're proud of the fact that they stood up for their master. See, slavery was the choice. The plantation gate is wide open and the Negroes won't walk out while black folks stand out there in wonder saying, what is wrong with you? Are you deaf, dumb, and blind? Can you not see where you are and what your situation is? But they stay on the plantation and they feel happy and get nothing. Well, I take that back. Like dogs, they get a welfare check, many of them, and they get fed instead of going off and trying to do it for themselves. Now, more white folk get welfare than black, but black folk tend to be more dependent on it. So I guess they are the dogs. They get their kibbles and bits, and they wag their tails, and their tongues loll out, and they roll over on their backs to get their bellies scratched so they can thump their legs in enjoyment.
Not thump their leg, Judge. Wait a minute, but listen. This is what I want to say. Bishop, I appreciate you, the stance that you have taken, because and just like you said, you were Democrat. I was Democrat also. But, you know, it's that scripture in the Bible that say when I was a child, I thought as a child. And so now that we are older and we are more mature and we and with age comes wisdom. And we have experienced some things, and we know that things are not what they seem or not as though we thought they were, then, you know, we can be silent and allow a whole nother generation to fall into that same trap. Or we can also stand on God's word and tell the truth, right? And we can start speaking out against
That's right.
abortion because we know that it ends life, and we know that it is a direct attack on black life. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you was, because we have a situation going on down here in Georgia right now with, and it's so crazy because you guys know that I'm very well connected to the King family, but Reverend Raphael Warlock, that's what I call him, Reverend Raphael Warlock, he actually has tweeted from his page that he is pro-abortion. Not only has he tweeted from his page that he's pro-abortion, he's also aligned it with God's word. Not only has he aligned it with God's word, but he has also tweeted and is preaching from the pulpit.
I hope you're enjoying this big exclusive via the Judge Joe Brown Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now, back to the show.
This show is sponsored by MyOliveLeaf.biz, MyOliveLeaf.biz, and The Hurricane Report, merchandise, and more.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.